residue they left behind? Do you worry about the harsh chemicals that cleaning companies use that could harm your loved ones? Well, worry no more. Zero Res is the standout carpet cleaner brand you can count on. Their patented no-residue cleaning system leaves no man behind on your beautiful home. Call today at 864-588-7300. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HenrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HenrikHondaSC.com.
Time for that. Let's get going. Let me tell you about Harry's quickly. What I love most about Harry's is the flexible, soft hinge glides right across the contours of my face. There are never any cuts. There are never any burns. You don't hemorrhage with Harry's. That's not what happens. You get a perfect shave. You never have any issues at all. Every single time. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover all for just $3 plus free shipping. Use code WALT at harrys.com. Harry's founders were tired of paying up for razors with stupid gimmicks that were overpriced, overdesigned, vibrating heads, play music, flex balls, handles that look like spaceship, things that have nothing to do with a quality shave. So they bought the German factory that made the best steel and ground it into the sharpest blades, and now all those big razor companies hate them. That's Harry's. But this is why we love them. For a limited time only, Harry's is a special offer just for listeners of this show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code WALT at harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code WALT at harrys.com. I don't know why you wouldn't do that. Go to harrys.com today. Use code WALT at checkout to claim your offer. Let them know I sent you. That's the way this deal works. All right, let me get to Clemson head men's basketball coach, Brad Brownell. Coach, welcome back.
Yeah, good to be back with you.
You know, Coach, when Gibbs banked in that three from about 27 feet to go up by four, I had pretty much decided that I didn't want my picture taken with you, nor was I going to cross any roads with you or any of that stuff.
Yeah, I had some of those same thoughts, too. Yeah, it was dead on, too. It wasn't on the side. It was a straight
on. Yeah. You're going to be the only guy to lose two games to straight on banks in like a 10 game period. You know, you had a 90% free throw shooter who makes every free throw he takes now, has made like 16, 18 in a row, whatever it is, but somehow missed four straight at the end of the NC State game. Then you get a bank three against Miami. You get a bank three in this game the other day. And I thought to myself, it can't be, but it looks like it's going to be. But somehow you dug down and pulled it out.
Yeah, the guys played well. I thought we executed some plays down the stretch the last 4 minutes well. Shelton hit a really nice pull-up in transition, and we ran a nice little curl-cut backdoor deal for Marquise for a layup, and then we had Marquise on a twist ball screen, and you know what, we got the lead and then made some free throws late. I thought our defense the last minute and a half, 2 minutes, was outstanding. Marquise had a great steal. We got to stop, and then we got an air ball that when they called the foul, I was thinking to myself, that's not good either. It's like, we got it. You look at the tape, we got all four guys in inside position ready to get the rebound, they air ball it, so the guy gets it, and we end up bumping him barely, and they call a foul. But fortunately, he missed a free throw, and we were able to kind of get the win, and just really happy for our players. We we made a lot of good plays down the stretch to win it.
Yeah, actually, you know what? That reminds me. I want to talk to you about two situational basketball things. One of which occurred at the end of that game, which was Clyde Trapp goes to the line. There's 2 seconds left. And he makes the first free throw to put you up two. And now you're in one of these gray area decision kind of deals where you can either have him make the free throw, try and make the second free throw. And if he does, that takes losing out of the equation. And but it does allow for the possibility of a long inbounds pass and a much better look from three and a chance to send it to overtime. Or you have him miss it. And you leave them with an 85-foot heave at the buzzer. I am always a proponent of missing it and letting them try the 85-foot heave, which is what you elected to do.
Yeah, I think when there's, you know, a couple seconds, maybe one more would have been about it. If there's four,
right, then you can't.
Then that's probably a little too much. But yeah, right around two, maybe three. Just kind of depends on how you feel about the situation. Yeah, we're gonna probably miss that free throw and make them make a 70-footer or 60-footer. You know, what people don't realize is Mike Bray, you know, they didn't have any timeouts. So, you know, Coach Bray's yelling out victory, victory,
right,
which is obviously their last second play, that they were going to take it out of bounds. And, you know, I'm sure they were going to try to throw it to somewhere near half court, get one dribble or two dribbles and, you know, try to get a shot off. And, so we didn't want to let them try to do that. And felt like if we missed it, that, you know, the guy's got to shoot it from the other free throw line, and that's going to be a tough shot. So yeah, that one was one we thought was pretty easy to make.
Yeah, but I think a lot of coaches would play that the opposite way, and I think your way is the right way. I was yelling at my TV set for that to happen, and then when it did, I was like, yeah, that's what we're talking about. Now the one thing I want to ask you is, I think it was Mooney who heaved that ball. Was there a second there, based on everything that's happened and based on the flight of that ball, where you were actually thinking, oh my God, that SOB is not going in, is it?
Yeah, for a second there, just that as soon as you saw the trajectory, you knew, well, it may have the distance, and that's what you're worried about at first. Like, is it going to have the distance? Is he strong enough to just throw it? You know, and they have to throw it quarterback style. That's usually not going in, but he was strong enough to get it pretty close. So just for a half a second there, yeah, I was a little concerned.
Yeah, because that's how it looked on my TV. It had me worried. The flight of that ball had me worried for a second in that situation. But I liked your move there. I want to take you back though again to the North Carolina game, where again you have one of these sort of gray area situations. I know it didn't work, but I know you had some second thoughts later, which I understand. But I am still a big proponent of what you did. I think that is the right call. I think the rest of it's overcoaching. You got a scramble situation off of for people who don't recall, you got a scramble situation off of a missed free throw. North Carolina struggling to get back. You have senior guards. You have 10 seconds or whatever it was.
Yep.
You know, you don't want to face an inbounds pass. You don't want to let them set up their defense. You trust your senior guards. And North Carolina during that game had not been good in transition defense. For much of that game, they had not gotten back.
Yep.
I thought it was the right call. I just didn't think it just didn't work.
You know, obviously that was my gut instinct, is Shelton's coming with pretty good pace.
Yep.
And I thought he had them a little bit on their heels. You know, I would have loved to have seen him inside out with his left hand and keep it going left.
Right.
Because I really think if he just would have done that, I really thought Kobe White is going to foul him. Here's a freshman he's an elite offensive player, but he's probably not that defensively. And I really thought if he inside it out with his left and kept it going left, that he probably would get Kobe White to foul. You know, the center for them made a good play. Brooks came over and got in the way. Obviously, there was contact. You know, whatever happens, bang, bang, call. It didn't work. So it was one of those things you certainly would have liked to have had a little bit of a better attempt. But, you know, I mean, Shelton has made some plays for us. Heck, he made a pull-up when we were down four against Notre Dame. That wasn't exact same thing, but it was very similar. And we're down four, 58-54, and Shelton's coming up on his left hand, and he goes right to the free throw line and jumps up and makes the shot to cut it to two, and really was a huge shot because it kind of got us going again. So it's a similar type play, and Marquise and Shelton have obviously done a lot of great things for us, and trust those guys in a lot of ways, and that one just didn't work out.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that because I had thought the same thing when I saw it live. I thought he was going to keep going left and try and go around White to the basket, and he sort of tried to split them. I don't know if he saw Brooks or felt Brooks coming, but he sort of tried to split them, and then he didn't get the benefit of the Brooks bump, which I guess isn't all that surprising when Clemson plays North Carolina.
No comment.
But nonetheless, it was, I thought it was a tremendous effort on your team. And, you know, look, you're back where you need to be. I mean, you're right where you need to be. And now you've got a home shot against Syracuse senior night. Before we get to Syracuse for a minute, talk to me about the, what these seniors have meant to you and in coming back this year.
Yeah, really, good group of guys. And I think it speaks a lot about Clemson. And, that we've got a lot of student athletes, basketball players, football players, other athletes that have graduated and are having such a good experience at Clemson that they want to come back. And my guys, you know, weren't going to play in the NBA, but they all could have gone overseas and started their careers and started making some pretty good money. But they're all enjoying their time at Clemson, and they wanted to try to, you know, get back to the tournament and do some more damage and have some fun and continue to build their legacy. And so they decide to come back. And, I just think it speaks to the kind of program we run. I think it speaks to the quality of our university and the experience that we're giving student-athletes here. And it speaks to the fact that these guys are enjoying their time here, which is important, too. And so I think it's nothing but great. I'm obviously very fond of all of them. It's a unique situation because, you know, Lyles Davis obviously was a walk-on who – He bred Clemson from the time he was, you know, 1 year old. But the other guys really all went to other schools and transferred in. And so, I'm proud of them for guys that have come and their first thought wasn't Clemson, but now they're Clemson guys. And that's evident by their decisions to come back, what they've accomplished here, obviously going to the Sweet 16 last year. We've won a lot of games in the last 3 years that these guys have been playing. And they're all graduates. Eli's getting ready to finish up here in May. You just couldn't be prouder of a group of guys that's done a lot of really good things for our program and our university.
You know, and I know we're not there yet, but at some point, relatively soon, I'd like to talk to you about next year's team as well, because I've been thinking about next year's team a lot, and I'm pretty optimistic. I know it's going to be a completely different bunch. There's going to be a lot of new pieces to blend, but I like the three new players that are coming in, and I think it's going to be a more athletic team and a team that potentially could be a much better defensive team that's going to be longer on the perimeter. And I think there are enough offensive pieces too. I mean, I think it's going to be a fascinating group to watch you blend next year. But I'm pretty excited about the prospects of what you have the next couple of years. I don't know if you want to touch on that for a second, but we'll get to that at some point in the future.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we certainly like the guys we have, and some guys sitting out like Jonathan Bear, who we think is going to be a real good player for us. But obviously, we want to finish this year the right way. These guys have given a lot to us and our team, and you know, we've kind of been battling a lot of little things, and we've had a little bit of bad luck, and we're fighting and scratching and clawing, and now we're here at the end, and we need to get a couple more wins, and we kind of know that. We squeaked one out up at Notre Dame, and now we've got a very, very talented Syracuse team here on Saturday. So we're all in on what we got to do to finish this year, and then we'll kind of jump on that here soon.
Yep. You know, Digger Phelps the other night before the game said that that he thinks that if Clemson gets in the tournament, that you can be a very dangerous bunch, and the Sweet 16 is certainly possible. I feel the same way. I mean, do you also feel that way? You must, that this is still a group that, despite the ups and downs of this year and some of the struggles and some of the bad breaks, it's still a team that is senior-oriented and that has been down the road last year in getting advancing three rounds of the NCAA tournament. I mean, I would think you have to feel that as long as you get in, you've got a shot.
Yeah, I think so. I think we have a chance to win games for sure. I think some of it is you know, we're battle tested. I mean, you go through the 18 games of our league, and we played a pretty good non-league schedule as well. And I know, I think our overall strength of schedule is in the 20s in the country. You know, we've seen it all. We've seen all the zone. We've seen press. We've seen man-to-man. We've seen pressure. We've seen pack line. We've seen everything you can see to prepare you. And then it kind of comes down to matchups. And again, right. You got to make shots and play well. But absolutely, I do. I think that we could, if we get in the tournament, could we win some games? Absolutely, I do.
All right, speaking of making shots, now you have the Syracuse Challenge again. And obviously the masters of the zone with all the length that they bring and all the things that they bait you into. You know, we've talked about Syracuse at length numerous times, but I want to go back to this to start with. Do you feel that in playing this team and this zone, do you have to beat them down the court a few more times in this game than you did the first time around?
Yeah, I'd like to. I'd like to get a few easier opportunities, whether those are quick post-ups, you know, occasionally into Eli, or whether it's running a guy down and maybe getting an early three before they get completely set. I mean, that would be ideal. You know, and we did a little bit of that, but I'd like to do a little more, obviously. And our defense has to cooperate. We gotta guard them well. You know, we gotta really get stops and keep them off the glass and try to get out and get to those spots. But absolutely, that'd be ideal if we could get a little bit of that.
Is this a game where you're likely to give Hunter Tyson a few more minutes in the first half?
You know, I'm gonna have to wait and see. It just kind of depends. There's some things where he does well, and then there's some things where matchups are hard for him on defense. So yeah, we've got to kind of watch how that goes. You know, he didn't play very well the first time we played those guys. He got a couple minutes, but obviously we think he's playing better now. And you know, it would be great to get him a couple shots and get him comfortable and make one or two to kind of help us loosen some things up. And so we're going to certainly look at it. But, you know, we got to see how the flow of the game's going as well.
I mean, obviously, you know, Syracuse, and we've talked about this before, they bait you into taking these threes and then they challenge them with their length. But you talk to these guys about against this team, because, again, the constant thing I always see when teams play Syracuse is I don't think players realize where they are on the court against this team, because the top of this zone is long. They extend. And I see guys all the time against this team, Coach, go up for what they think is their normal jump shot, and then you can almost tell once they get up in the air, they realize, yeah, oh, no, I'm 24 feet out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they push you out. They do a great job because of their length of stretching it out more and making you play 3 or 4 feet further from the three-point line than you normally do, right, against a lot of zones. And if you're not in an aggressive attack mentality, and if you don't have a good pass, a sharp fastball that we talked about to kind of help give you some momentum into your shot, you're not going to shoot well. And the reason they can do that is because they're so big and long that when you throw it to the baseline, even though the baseline looks open, number one, it's hard to get it around the 6'8" wings that they have to pass it down there. Right. And then number two, they trap you every time you throw it down there. So if you don't have a guy, like we always tell our guys, do not throw it to the baseline unless he has a chance to make a play. Like, don't just throw it down there like it's in some zones to, like, look for the dive guy, and then he'll have a chance to skip it across and X and do all. That's not going to work against these guys. Your guy down there has to make quick decisions. He's got to be ready to shoot, close to the rim, and make a play. And so because of their length and their ability to trap and a 7-footer under the basket, because of all that, they're allowed to kind of take that extra step out and kind of push you out farther on the perimeter.
Well, Coach, certainly will be a challenge. I think you guys are up to it. I'm expecting a big close, and I look forward to the game. Best of luck. Congratulations for the win the other night. And good luck against the Orange. We'll talk to you maybe next week.
Thanks, Walt. Appreciate it, buddy. Coach. Always appreciate you talking hoops with us.
Thanks, Coach. Great job. Thank you. Brad Brownell. You know, again, the challenge against Syracuse is multiple. The first thing is a few more, and you heard Coach say this himself, a few more transition opportunities. Beat the zone down the court a few more times. Get some early offense. You know, for example, it's not just beating it in transition. It's whether you can generate an early quick feed, for example, to a Thomas, that you get something in an early offense. In other words, that you're not letting the zone set up each and every time, because it's hard to execute against that zone. And again, this zone, I see this with this team all the time. They bait you into taking jump shots that you think are your regular shot based on where they're positioned. The zone extends on the top with their length, and it means that you're further out on the court than you think you are. And again, I see it all the time. Guys will go up for what they think is their normal jump shot, and then you can sort of see this look on their face when they realize, oh, I'm actually 24 feet out, you know, not 21 feet out. And invariably, those shots miss. And this is what they want you to do. Bad shots, long rebounds, runouts, and Syracuse will run out of that zone. They've always been a pretty good transition team out of the zone. So these are the things you have to guard against. The other problem that Clemson has against Syracuse is that Clemson doesn't have an ideal guy to flash to the sweet spot. There's just not an ideal body type. You're looking for a Dante Grantham type of guy there. 6'8", who can put it on the floor, pass, hit that shot. Clemson doesn't really have a guy like that. As Coach has said before, the closest they have is really Amir Sims. They've tried to use Marquise Reed at times in that role. That's difficult against Syracuse's length at Reed's height. I think Clemson's going to win the game. I think Clemson's going to beat Syracuse. I don't think it's going to be easy, but I think Clemson's going to win this basketball game, and I think you're going to get some transition looks. Before we get out of here, let me tell you about First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym, stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like First Class Halt. They're the best in the industry. If you own one of those vehicles, you have a competitive advantage that the rest of us don't have. You have a specialist to work on your vehicles. Take advantage of it. We get unsolicited testimony every day about First Class Halt. If you own one of those vehicles, you owe it to yourself. Do yourself a favor. 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty, free roadside assistance, free shuttle to get you back and forth from the shop during your service. The facilities are so clean you can eat off the floor. They serve coffee and snacks, or you can take the free shuttle. Then there's this. Right now, here are your specials. $100 off any Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota timing belt package. Is it time? Do you even know what a timing belt is? $25 off brake pad replacement and rotor resurfacing. $12 e-gift card from Amazon or Starbucks with the purchase of Mobile One. Call them today. Set up your appointment in Anderson, 260-9600, 260-9600, in Greenville, 297-1212.
Saturday, Brad Brownell and his Tigers close out the regular season at home as they host our friends from New York, the Syracuse Orange, in Little John as we prepare for ACC tournament play. Pre-game begins at 11:30 a.m. with a noon first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch every exciting minute on the flagship station for Clemson basketball, 105.5 The Roar.
You know what's fun? Refunds. And using my tax refund to save big at Family Dollar, where you can save $5, $10, and $20 with Family Dollar Smart Coupons. This week, Colgate toothpaste or Extra Clean or Classic Clean toothbrushes are only 88 cents. Save a dollar on any two Clorox items. And Cottonelle bath tissue, 12 big rolls, just $5. Sign up for your Family Dollar Smart Coupons. Download our app or visit FamilyDollar.com, where Family Dollar is refund.
It's that time of year again when everyone is a basketball fan. Join 105.5 The Roar for Madness and Mayhem at Local Q, Monday, March 18th from 4 to 7. All our hosts will be there giving you all the information you need to fill out your bracket. Mickey, Zach, Brad, Ben, Quark, Kelly, and Walt breaking down the brackets at the tip-off show, Monday, March 18th from 4 to 7. Local Q on Orchard Park Drive in Greenville. Remember, 21 and older. It's the tip-off show, Local Q, on 105.5 The Roar.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
J. Grady Randolph is hiring. Specializing in flatbed hauling since 1935, JGR has deep roots in the Carolinas and proudly supports the Clemson Tigers. Start your new career today by calling 864-761-4041. J. Grady Randolph offers competitive pay and free family health care coverage. Local and regional positions available. Call 864-761-4041 or get more information online at driveforjgr.com. That's driveforjgr.com.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
Hey guys, Gary Bryant here. I'd like to tell you about a new store in downtown Easley. Everybody is talking about Plum Home Decor and Gift Boutique at 115 West Main Street. And if you haven't visited us yet, come see why. With beautiful and unique items like frames, vases, pottery, jewelry, candles, pillows, and more, you'll find that plum perfect gift for any occasion. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Plum on Main. Plum Home Decor on Main Street, downtown Easley. Locally owned and operated by Clemson grads. Go Tigers.
If you're looking for the perfect Clemson gear, then look no further than the Tiger Sports Shop. You can be the ultimate Clemson fan from head to toe with the Tiger Sports Shop's vast selection of orange and purple apparel. Tiger Sports Shop provides everything Clemson for the Clemson fan. Are you looking for the Nike apparel that you see the Clemson players and coaches wearing on the sidelines? We are the exclusive provider of Nike sideline apparel. In Clemson, visit our stores at 1102 Tiger Boulevard or 364 College Avenue in Clemson. Go Tigers!
Period.
Wow.
So it's like they've been doing this since spring. Like right now, they're probably practicing for us.